Welcome to the 12th House Podcast. I'm Michelle, the co-host and your head witch in charge here at Holisticism. I started Holisticism to help creative, intuitive, spiritual people actualize through their sacred work. And at the 12th House, that's what we talk about all day long. We give you tools to do whatever it is that you're here to do. That also means learning about things like self-knowledge, spirituality, creativity, everything that you need to really expand as a person. I think you're going to love it. Make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast and let's get into today's episode. Hi, Wallace.
Hello.
To everyone that we're talking to in the future, today is Wallace's last day in the past at Holisticism. It's very sad.
Bittersweet moment because we are projecting into the future and you will hear from both of us more this month.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling it's not like, come on, it's not going to be the last time people hear from you.
No, definitely not. So thank you all for being here and joining us. We have a really fun episode. And I know we say it's always special, but this one is particularly freaky and fun.
It's both. And we recorded it IRL when you were in LA. We were sitting on our floor in my little office and just we were having a personal conversation. And then I said, maybe we should record this.
Hit that record.
Everything is content.
It has a je ne sais quoi essence to it because we are in the OG recording spot and you are currently sitting in your new house that you just told me you made a point of clearing before you entered. So very timely for the topic of today's episode.
Extremely, extremely. And this is definitely more personal, definitely more behind the scenes and just like chill, fun vibes episode. And we're going to bring some more content like this to the 12th House Plus feed. So you're going to be getting two episodes a month, one more proper content, the audio course, and another like silly, goofy, maybe we're drinking coffee together. Maybe we're having a glass of wine. Who knows? We're just going to like talk about the stuff that's up for us. I mean, I really want to talk about all the spiritual girlies getting divorces. That's been on my mind. There's a lot of them.
You're now the third person who's brought it up to me.
Well, that means that we have to deep dive into it.
It is the era. Yeah. So one way to think about this is vibes and takeaways or vibes and actionables. So you get a balance, a little bit of both, a little bit of the chit chat, the shoot the shit. Mm-hmm. Energy. We're going to have extended guest convos sometimes. We're going to have close friends sometimes, round table discussions. You never know, but it's going to be intimate.
It will.
And then we're going to follow up with a little
actionable,
teachable moment.
Exactly. So if you're burnt out and you're like, I can't take any more educational content, there's something for you. And if you're like, no, I just want to learn, there's also something for you. We're just trying to please everyone here. That's it. And it's all for $5.99. So affordable. Like, what a steal.
Honestly, what a steal. It is less than almost any drink you can buy at any coffee shop.
It's less than almost anything out there. Yes. Like just most things, honestly.
Can you buy anything for $5.99? I'm not sure.
One apple. One organic apple. Yeah.
You can buy good times and great learnings with us. So we love you. Thank you in advance for supporting the pod and us. It means the world to us. Okay. Today, we're going deep on something that Michelle has been up to. It was the first time I'd heard any of it.
I forgot. Yeah. I've been so immersed in it that I'm like, oh, not everyone knows what I've been going through or what's been happening to me. And also, I feel like I've like gotten too used to everything spiritual because like I'll bring it up lightly to someone and they'll look at me like I'm a nutso. And I'm like, oh, right. Not everyone believes in like spirits and ghosts and stuff. So anyways.
You're like, okay, wait, not everyone knows that I can see dead people. Wait a second.
Yeah, you know when something is just so on your mind, you're like, how come people can't read my mind? Like, how come they don't know it?
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about seeing ghosts, the spiritual realm, but more specifically also Michelle's search for a mentor who can mentor her in mediumship and what has resulted in attending a class in mediumship.
Yeah, it's still unfolding, man. More to come. Stay tuned, 12th House Plus, because yeah, there's a lot here.
So much more to come. That was really just the 101 class. And we both had so many more questions, but I'm intrigued. So I would like to be back for updates.
Okay, yeah. I'll bring you on for the update. Oh, just as a reminder, our next audio course at the end of the month is going to be a fall trigger list. It's very exciting. It's all about planning for fall. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. But stay tuned for that. It's coming at the very end of August. And without further ado, here's this freaky little combo. Okay, so the things have been happening.
And we just press play
Yeah.
Again.
We're catching up. We figured, why don't we catch up?
Why not?
Maybe in public.
Yeah.
Private public. So, as some of you might know, I've been seeing and hearing ghosts. Which
for
I don't love.
For years.
Yes,
right?
For years. Yes.
But it's started to it's increase?
Really ramped up.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the ghost I saw in Pilates?
No.
Okay. We
in
have a
Pilates
lot to catch up
at
on.
Motivate?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe I don't want people to hear this, but I'm going to tell you. Okay. I talked to this woman. Okay. So I'm hearing the ghosts. Hearing them through the white noise machine right. in the desert. Right. Hearing them having these weird intuitions. Mm. More weird than normal. Mm. And more weird coincidences. Mm. The coincidence with the house. Super weird. I just put a call out to some of my friends and I was like, do you know anyone who's like a medium? Oh. When I went to go get my aura photography done with Rhodes,
yeah.
I asked the woman. She was like, I know this woman and she's like in Orange County, but she's impossible to get a hold of. And like, she doesn't really market herself as a medium. She's more like astrology and psychic and like more intuitive, but she doesn't even have a website. You can only book through her through this like weird bookstore. But her name's Lori. And that was like all she just, that's the information she
correct.
Gave me.
You're yeah. like, that's the person I
and
want.
And I was like, that's, I want Lori.
Yeah.
And that was all the information she gave me. She didn't even say, this is the store. She was like, it's just like in Laguna Hills in Orange County. And I don't really know the name of it. So I had to like Google psychic store, Orange County, Laguna Hills, Lori. And it's the most 1995 website ever. Found her. There's not even a link to book with her. Like you have to call them on the phone.
You have to call the store. You're like, hello?
Literally.
It's a rotary phone.
Literally. So I was like, okay. Putting that in my inbox for later, we'll address it at some point in the future. I'm going to keep doing some research, see if there's something easier. Bonnie, what are you eating?
What are you eating? You got something on your nose?
Come on. Okay. Have a referral from a friend because I'm like, I'm looking for someone who can mentor me. I don't want to just talk to a medium. Yes. I want someone who'll help me, guide me through this. Here's a girl. I really like her. I don't know if she's the right fit. She's cool, but she's
not the right fit.
A coach, a like spiritual intuition coach. Mm. That, not that there's anything wrong with this, just for me, not really right. what I'm looking for. I don't really want to spend $5,000 a month talking, like doing her program for my intuition, which could be right for somebody else, could be right for me at another point in the future, but not right for me right now. But she was like, you know what, let's start with a reading. And then if we want to work together, great. I was like, okay, cool. Sounds good. $375 later and an hour later, she's told me some things that I'm like, okay, cool. Basically, she's, oh, your sleep paralysis ghost that haunts you, that's just a spirit. Like, she told me some helpful stuff that was like, you got to approach with curiosity and a sense of humor. Don't be afraid, because I'm learning a lot. She said, don't be afraid, because ghosts, spirits, they're not, number one, you're more powerful because you're the one with the body. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
That's good advice.
Yeah. She's like, you are like the alpha in this situation because you have a body. You can always tell them to go away. If you don't want them to be around, say, go away.
Ah.
Okay, cool. Nice. That feels like supportive.
Empowering.
So she's telling me some stuff that I'm like, this is helpful. She told me some stuff where I'm like, I don't know if I believe you, bestie. Feels a little scammy to me. Not for me, but that's okay. But basically she was like, don't be afraid. And it's fine. It's going to be fine. She was more like, it'll go away if you want it to go away. And I'm like, no, I don't really want it to go away. I want to learn how to connect. And I don't really want to do this professionally. It seems like any skill that like presents itself to you, you want to follow it to its natural end or conclusion. Exactly. So I'm like, oh, bummed, because she wasn't like the person I was looking for. And I'm still kind of like feeling adrift.
Yeah.
And my mom goes to this hairdresser, and she, the hairdresser, has told my mom that she's seen my grandmother. My mom went in, I think a month or two ago, and her hairdresser was like, is your mom passed? Mom was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, she's standing behind you. She's here. And like, she said something to her. And my mom was like, wow, my mom was very open to that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, how did you do this?
What's your story?
Yeah, exactly. And she said, I worked on it and developed it over time. And I don't see them all the time, but like sometimes people come in with friends.
Sometimes people are trailing behind.
Totally. And so I was like, okay, that's cool. And so my mom was like, my daughter has been going through some of this stuff. How did you like tell me your story? Tell me what the deal is. And she was like, oh, just have her call me. I'm happy to help. So my mom gives me her number and I call her, and she's very sweet. Her name's Brandy. She told me this crazy story. Should I tell you? I'm going to tell you a story. So she said, she was like, okay, the first time. Oh, and by the way, the first lady that I talked to, she was like, yeah, you've always done this. That's what your seizures were. It's increased because your capacity has increased because you had a baby. So that opened something up.
Naturally.
Uh-huh.
The portals are like, open.
My vaginal portal is open.
The energy.
Exactly. So this woman, Brandy, she was like, my first experience, I was in my 30s. It was after I had my first kid. Whoa. I was sitting in my bedroom getting ready for the day. It wasn't that I was asleep. It wasn't that I was like dreaming. I'd been up for a couple hours. And I looked to the corner. I heard something. I looked to the corner of my bedroom and a giant angel was standing there. And I did not grow up religious. I didn't go to church. I didn't really believe in angels. Like, and I just saw an angel there and I could hear his wings flapping. Is what she said. Like when they like, when a bird like shakes off their wing, I could hear that. And he was just looking at me really sternly and intensely. And he didn't say anything. And she was really freaked out. And then she said he like spoke to her telepathically. Like, she didn't move, open his mouth, but she heard his voice in her head. And she said she just turned away and was like, okay, I'm having a hallucination. If I don't look at it, maybe it'll go away. And then she turned and looked back and it was still there. And she was like, oh my God. So she turned away again. She said, this is going to go away. And she could tell, I think she said he said something where he was like frustrated with her for not liking it. And then she said a little girl popped up right in front of her with blonde hair and blue eyes. And she was like, and my child was small, like an infant, was 9 months old or something. So it wasn't my kid that just came and popped in front of me. My kid couldn't walk. And the angel spirit said to the little girl, stop, you're scaring her. And so the little girl pulled back a little bit. And I think she asked, what do you want? Or what does this mean? Like, why are you here? And the angel said, you're not ready. Oh. If you're scared, then you're not ready. And then they both disappeared and she's and I couldn't get them to come back. And so that she was like, I wasn't a spiritual person. I was not into this stuff. Like, I was a single mom trying to like just figure out life. And this happened. I thought I was going crazy. And she started like. Okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.